Good morning. The storm system that brought all the rain to the region yesterday is lifting out through the Canadian Maritimes. The wind has shifted around to the northwest, and it's gusty this morning, at times over 20, even 30 miles per hour. And that's driving the temperature down through the 30s and into the 20s. Some wet spots could freeze up as some black ice, so there may be some slippery spots this morning. Also, and especially downwind of the Great Lakes, we have flurries and snow showers getting wrung out with the leftover moisture behind this system as the drier, colder air flows in. When it's all said and done, we'll be left with partly sunny skies today. That wind will persist all day long. Temperatures, while dipping back into the 20s, may climb a few degrees into the upper 20s and lower 30s in spots for mid-afternoon highs, but wind chill values will remain about 10 degrees colder and in most places stay in the teens and lower 20s. Skies will be partly cloudy, still a bit breezy tonight as lows drop back into the single digits and lower teens. This is setting us up for a dry and cold day tomorrow with high pressure still building in. We'll have a persistent northwest breeze, perhaps not quite as strong as today, but enough to add more of a chill to the air. Despite a good amount of sunshine, high temperatures will only make it back into the mid-20s, and wind chill values will be about 10 degrees colder throughout the day. More sunshine and chilly weather on Friday, although less wind will make it feel more comfortable as highs approach 30. A cold front will make a run at us on Saturday, so any sunshine will give way to some clouds. A late-day rain shower possible with an increasing southwest wind pushing it into the mid-40s. On the backside of this system, perhaps some rain and snow showers on Sunday with highs near 40 before we drop back into the 30s with snow showers Monday and only in the lower 20s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving Pacific cold front will work eastward over the next couple of days, bringing a round of heavy rain to portions of the northern California and southwestern Oregon coasts. Snow levels will steadily fall this afternoon as cold air surges in. The coverage of snow will increase from the Klamath and Cascades of northern California into the Washington and Oregon Cascades, eastward into the northern Rockies. 1 to 2 feet of snow appears likely in the mountains through the day tomorrow. Winter storm warnings have been issued. High pressure will migrate from the Intermountain region across the central U.S., meanwhile, into the eastern seaboard over the next couple of days. Much of the south will be fairly dry through the end of the week, except for South Texas, where showers and thunderstorms will linger. Temperatures will also see a warming trend from the central and northern plains spreading eastward into the Midwest, where highs will range from 10 to 20 degrees above average into tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with blowing snow and fog, 12 degrees with a west wind at 76 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 29 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 32 degrees, the dew point 22, 66% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 13, gusting to 29 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.83 inches, and it is rising rapidly. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Pembroke Pines, Miami, Orlando, and Titusville, all in Florida, to a low of 16 below zero at Jeffrey City, Wyoming. For those traveling, across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy, upper 30s, Boston mostly sunny, windy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 48 degrees, the low 37. The average temperature, 43, that's 21 degrees above normal. 69 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, no snow, still 12.7 inches for the month, which is 8 tenths of an inch below normal, and at 24.8 inches for the season, where 5.5 inches of snow below normal. There were 22 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 993, and 3,346 for the season, that's 169 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 54, set in 1999, and the record low, 17 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:58 p.m., 9 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with a few flurries and snow showers today and highs in the 20s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, windy today with scattered snow showers and highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows near 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy today with highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold mid-20s. Sunny, less wind, near 30 on Friday. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Saturday, a late-day shower possible, breezy but milder mid-40s. Showers Saturday night, rain and snow showers Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy near 40. Back into the 30s with snow showers on Monday, and in the 20s with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.